What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here for hour number two. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, a lot of people are aware that all of a sudden the TSA is back in the news again. There have been a couple of abusive situations, videotapes. Apparently a six-year-old girl and an eight-year-old boy were basically mauled by the TSA because their parents did not want them exposed to these X-ray machines, which we now know are 10 times more powerful than TSA said they were. And we now know from research carried out at Johns Hopkins and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology that, in point of fact, these scanners, terahertz and X-ray both, do in fact damage skin DNA, leading to cancer. And especially now, where we're already dealing with all this radiation pouring in all over our heads from Japan, we don't need another dose going through the airport. So apparently, and I witnessed this myself when I was going coming back to Hawaii with my wife. If you refuse the scanner, their policy is to make the pat down as abusive as possible as punishment for not going along with the X-ray scanners. You don't want to go through our scanner? All right, we're just going to do this to you. We're going to do this. We're going to grab this. And they leave people in tears, young and old. And they're saying, is this justified or not? We ran a poll on our website. Is fondling these kids, you know, by these, you know, I guess they're ex-Catholic priests or something that they hire over there at the TSA, is this justified or not? We had, I think, 12 people said yes, which about matches the number of the paid operatives, you know, FBI informants and whatnot that read the website and cause as much trouble as they can. And, of course, everybody else overwhelmingly said no. It's not justified. None of it's justified. It's just a get-rich-quick scheme from Michael Chertoff and his cronies out there. And a lot of people are writing and saying, what is the TSA trying to do? Are they trying to provoke a reaction? And I had a call from a friend the other night who said, you know, I'm wondering if the TSA wants us to get angry, if they want like a Columbine incident at the airport so they can justify gun control. And my response to that is, well, that's a really dumb plan, because if you stage a shooting at a school like Columbine, yeah, everybody's going to feel sorry for the students. They're going to say, yes, we've got to stop those gosh darn random shooters here that, you know, those only two guys, and they're both conveniently dead shooters at Columbine. Ooh, bad dead shooters we can't talk to anymore. And, you know, let's take the guns away from them. But that's not going to work if there's an incident at the airport with the TSA. Somebody goes into an airport gate with a shotgun and blows away a dozen TSA workers, everybody in the United States is going to stand up and cheer. Yes! Those bastards had it coming. So I don't think there's an intentional plot out there for TSA to try and provoke a revolution. I mean, last November they had to back off during Thanksgiving because apparently the corporate media did not cover this, but my sources are saying that more than a few TSA workers went to the hospital with broken noses. And so they had to back off on that. But that being said, while I don't think they're trying to provoke an intentional reaction, they're certainly risking one, because this is a nation ripe for a violent revolution. And who are the easiest federal workers we can get our hands on? You go down to a federal building, I mean, it's all armored. They got the dragon's teeth out there and the armed guards and the machine guns and the cameras, and it's this fortress. They're so terrified of us. It's obvious when you look at these federal buildings. They're scared out of their minds of the American people. But you can get your hands on those TSA workers real easy. When those angry mobs reach the point of exploding and saying, I want to kill something federal and I don't care which one, they're going to go right to those airports. Because those bozos with the rubber gloves and the sexually transmitted diseases have made themselves targets by, you know, fondling our children, looting our luggage, dropping my laptop. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting lots of emails. Apparently, these two pieces of propaganda, that Japan had a secret nuclear weapons laboratory, or the plan B, that Japan was secretly supplying Iran with weapons-grade uranium. These are being plastered all over the internet by paid public relations shills. They're putting up stories everywhere they can. This is not news. This is a staged propaganda campaign. And the goal here is to save the profitability of General Electric and the nuclear power industry by demonizing the victims. Like, these poor Japanese have not had enough problems. Record quake, record tsunami, at least one, possibly two major nuclear accidents on their shores. It's so bad, they're going to move their national capital from Tokyo down to Osaka. And despite all of that, the first thing that General Electric and the nuclear power industry can think of is, let's put the blame on this for, you know, all on them. Let's blame them for this thing, because otherwise we're going to lose money in the future. We've already got, you know, Germany and Switzerland are canceling their plans to buy our reactors. We can't let that happen. The only way we can prop up our profits is to make the world think Japan deserved all of this. They're bad, evil. Remember Pearl Harbor. We can't trust them. And it's just utter, sheer nonsense. And it's all over the net. So, I am sending out the call to the Rivero's Rangers. Any place that you see these two bogus stories, Japan's secret nuclear weapons lab, or Japan giving uranium to Iran, please take the time to go in there and post and say, this is just a pathetic, use that word, pathetic piece of propaganda by the nuclear power industry to protect its profits by delinking Japan's nuclear disaster from the General Electric designed reactors. Blame the, you know, it's like a rapist who blames the girl. Oh, she dressed sexy. It's all her fault. We know it wasn't the girl's fault for dressing sexy. You know, the rapist did what he did. We know the problem at Fukushima is 3 of the 6 reactors did not shut down as they were supposed to when the quake hit. That's a big part of the problem. Then the generators failed to work. That was TEPCO's fault. Stuxnet may have been in there. We still don't know one way or the other on that. We know there's another second nuclear disaster further down the coast, either at the Tokai Power Station or at the fuel processing plant, that nobody wants to talk about there either. And the world en masse is starting to say, you know, we got to rethink this nuclear power because we've been sold all of these reactors, which were kind of a side effect of building all these huge bombs. We were told they'd be safe and they'd be economical and they'd be clean, and they aren't. 3 strikes and you're out. 3 Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima. That's the bronze, silver, and gold right there for world-destroying radiation disasters. And it's certainly not economical when you factor in the cost of the cleanup and the economic loss to simply shutting down whole swaths of a country and evacuating it. 30 kilometer in this case. And it's certainly not clean, not in the radiological sense. There are some industry apologists out there trying to say, oh, you're exposed to more radiation from coal-fired plants. Well, I don't know that we're burning all that much coal anyway. But obviously right now we have a lot more radiation from Fukushima than we do from coal-fired plants. And here is the issue we need to underscore. And Fukushima puts the spotlight on this. The biggest problem with fission nuclear power are the discarded fuel rods. We don't have any place to put them. The vault they were trying to build over in Yucca Mountain, they had to abandon that. It's on an earthquake fault. Gee, let's put the biggest pile of the most toxic material man has ever created, you know, in this vault inside a mountain that might decide to shake itself to pieces sometime in the near future. Not very good thinking. And as a result, these fuel rods have piled up and piled up and piled up and piled up, and nobody wants to talk about it, and nobody wants to do anything about it. When you start talking about how clean nuclear power is, you point them at those cooling pools with the spent fuel rods in them. Those are not clean. I don't know what we're going to do with them. You know, suggestions coming in, build a really big rocket and shoot them into the sun, which would be a solution. And it would be nice if we had a space program that could build really big rockets, but we had to defund the space program because we got to buy more bombs to go kill those icky poo Muslims. The only solution that I have seen so far, and then we're going to start taking phone calls again, the only solution that is starting to make sense is to find one of these old extinct volcanoes here in the Pacific that is away from the edges of tectonic plates. And you know, basically find one that has an empty vent pipe. And there are some. I saw this wonderful show on National Geographic where they're exploring the inside of a volcano in Iceland that the vent pipe emptied out after the eruption. It's just this huge tube that goes down into the ground. Something like that might make a pretty safe depository for all these extended fuel rods. You know, just throw them in there and cap it over. They already did that down at Johnston Atoll, down to the south of us. They were using that as a site to dispose of nuclear materials and biological weapons. And it's all abandoned now, but it could be reactivated. Got a nice runway down there and everything for any rough field-capable transport aircraft. But, you know, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was kind of ambivalent about nuclear power after Chernobyl. And partly because, and I'll admit it, I was in Europe when Chernobyl went bang. And I got out before the radiation got to where I was staying. But it was a little unsettling. And again, that goes back to when I was a kid in summer school in 1962, and we had that fallout thing in New Hampshire where they made us stay inside the hall. Couldn't even go into the classroom, or we were going to die horribly, we were told. So all of these things pile up one on the other, and now in the wake of Fukushima, the issue is not whether nuclear power can be made safe, it's whether our current civilization with its money junkie mentality and control can be trusted to make it safe. Because Fukushima could have been made safe, but the money junkies decided not to. To save a few bucks, to make the stockholders' report look a little more grand, and to write themselves some heavier bonuses at the end of the year. And as long as we have a civilization dominated by money junkies, I don't believe nuclear power can be made safe. If we want nuclear power, we need to start looking at alternatives like thorium cycle reactors or fusion power. But these fission reactors, these controlled nuclear weapons that are supported politically because it justifies the continued creation and development of nuclear weapons, it's time for them to go. It's time for the depleted uranium weapons to go. It is time to put all of this stuff away. It is last century's technology. It has proven to be very, very dangerous and uncontrollable. And it is time to basically say we need a world that lives without playing with this kind of fire. Absolutely. All right, Tony in Indiana. Aloha. I'm sorry, Tony. I leaped over the list. Stephen Ontario was there first. Stephen Ontario, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve dropped. Now we're going back to Tony in Indiana. I must have talked to Steve to death or something like that. Tony in Indiana, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I enjoyed the phone tag there for a little bit. Appreciate your show. Love listening to it. I want to touch on something, and then I'll hang up and listen. I'm 41. Mid-80s, I was in middle school, or junior high school, however you want to put it. High school, I meant to say, not middle school. But in science class, you always heard, they always beat it into your head, acid rain. You got to worry about it. It's destroying all of our nice, beautiful monuments in front of our courthouse and stuff like that. Now you never hear about acid rain anymore. I'd like you to elaborate on that, if you will, please. And where did it go?
Well, it didn't really go anywhere. It just stopped being useful as a political device. It's been replaced by human-caused global warming. And now that human-caused global warming is falling away, they're going to find something else to wave at us. The schools propagandize the children to whatever the current political agenda is. And talking to the kids around here in the neighborhood, they get fed this Al Gore crap every day in school. Global warming this, global warming that. You must obey the government or you'll all die from global warming. Last time it was acid rain. And the fact is that all rain is slightly acid because when it's coming down through the atmosphere, it is absorbing carbon dioxide. And that's been happening all along. And again, when you go back to the realization that human contribution to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is microscopic, and they say, it's that tip over point. We're so close, and they're trying to sell you that there is something going on in the world that is a crisis, and they have a solution if you will just give them your money and your obedience. And back in the 1970s, it was the coming ice age. They were waving at, we're heading into an ice age. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. You've got to trust the government to protect you from it. And then it's the war on terror and the war on, carbon dioxide and the war on, and it is. It's nonsense. Now I'm not kidding you. Now we're seeing the first, warnings of this one. The carbon Nazis have come to understand they're not going to sell a carbon tax. They're actually talking now about a nitrogen tax because now nitrogen is the problem. Nitrogen is the problem. We've got to control that, and we've got to tax you for that. And then after that, who knows, it'll be an oxygen tax. We've got to have more oxygen, and we've got a solution, but it's going to cost you money to get that. And it's just one more way of scaring us into obedience and poverty. All righty, let's see. We've got Clayton in Austin. Oh, no, actually, we're coming up on a break. Clayton, hold on that. We've only got 30 seconds, and I don't want to take into the commercial here. Real quick story, poll has found most Canadians are unwilling to pay for news online when there are free alternatives like whatreallyhappened.com, plug, 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 plug. I don't think it has anything to do with the cost. I think people would be willing to pay for online content if that online content was accurate, factual, and true. The difference between the major and alternative media isn't the money, it's the content, and they still don't get that. We're going to take a break for some commercials here. When we come back, we'll be talking with Clayton and then Bill. Stay tuned.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones. Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, in my quest to try to get good news, or not good news, but just news about this Fukushima disaster, your website used to have a link on the side that would take you to the continental United States and would show all the different rad meters. Is it still there, or is my browser messing up? Or
No, I disconnected it. That page has been having problems. In fact, oddly enough, just yesterday when I went over to check it out, they only had one actual working readout. And the reason I disconnected it is that I was watching the numbers up in Berkeley, California, and the map did not go up on the days when Berkeley was reporting spikes in radiation. So there's a problem there. And one thing that became very clear to me, I mean, if you look at the sheer weight of the propaganda that is being put out to try and play this thing down, it occurred to me that some of these websites that appeared immediately about radiation monitoring all over the country might not be genuine. They might be manufactured fakes put out there by public relations firms to say, oh, we'll create a website that pretends to monitor radiation and we'll just have some randomly changing low numbers there and it'll calm everybody down and they'll go back to buying General Electric products and everything. And so it really came down to an issue of trust, and right now the only thing I'm really trusting 100% is my own radiation meter here in Hawaii, which does show an uptrend but we're still safe here. We're very, very lucky in Hawaii. We're not getting anywhere near the radiation that we're getting on the mainland and even over there in Europe, although we are starting to see contamination in our locally produced dairy products.
That's too bad. I live here in Austin, Texas, and it's just nearly impossible to get a hold of any news, any kind of readings, anything. It's almost just complete shutdown by all the media.
That's the scary thing, is that we live in a country where the corporately owned media are not interested in your welfare. They're out there to protect the stock price. I mean, remember, CNBC is owned by General Electric. Jim Cramer, you know, a month ago was saying, this is not going to be Chernobyl. It's nothing. General Electric makes good reactors. And now here we are a month later. It's Chernobyl on steroids. We've gone past Chernobyl, and it's only getting worse. They're talking about 3 years before they can stop the radiation leak. And, you know, what do we get from the American media? Oh, radiation's good for you. It's not a problem. We've got to prioritize, and our priority is to go over there and kill the people that Israel doesn't like. My advice to everybody is, and they are becoming available again after the initial surge, buy yourself a radiation meter, or buy yourself, they make these little adhesively backed dosimeters, you know, and just as a warning kind of a situation, and start doing your own tracking and your own measuring, because... you know, General Electric is a huge corporation with all these defense contracts, and they've got millions of dollars they can spend to protect their future reactor sales. And we're already getting, I mean, the General Electric manager in Japan was saying, you know, that nuclear power is safe. This is something you shouldn't pay attention to. It's, you know, nuclear power plants are safe. And he had this wonderful little quote. This is an industry with an extremely safe track record for more than 40 years. And my response to that is, does the word Chernobyl ring a bell? They're just going to say and do anything to keep the dollar signs flowing. Oh, there's nothing wrong with the reactors in Japan. They were making weapons-grade uranium for Iran. They had a secret weapons lab, and that's the part that blew up. And we can't be blamed for that part if they were diverting your technology. And on and on and on. You know, and like I said, here in the United States, what makes this situation so frightening is the awareness that we absolutely cannot trust the U.S. government or the corporate media to give us information on which we can make good decisions about our own health. EPA says they're going to raise those safety limits so that they can stand there with a straight face and say, oh, no, all that radiation in your milk and your food and everything, that's safe now. We've decided that's safe now. Same thing that we saw last year with the melamine scandal. And, oh, it was horrible when the Chinese were doing it. Then they found out the American food, baby food manufacturers were doing the same thing. What does EPA do? Oh, we raise the safety limits. The American baby food manufacturers, they're under the limit, therefore it's okay to buy their product. And obviously, it's serving corporations, not you. If you can, get yourself a radiation meter, a meter rather than an alarm. If you have an alarm and it starts ringing, it's already too late. I'm hoping that somebody will produce a very inexpensive, sensitive radiation meter. I know I got one of those little keychain ones sent to me, and it's an alarm. By the time it starts ringing, you're already in trouble. So there's all kinds of stuff there. But I would trust yourself or friends that you know that have Geiger counters. There's a lot of these old ones still floating around from the Cold War era, and they all still work. If the batteries are new and fresh, they still work. They're still accurate. But at this point, you know, after all the lies about Saddam's nuclear bombs and the lies about the economy and the lies about Iran and the lies about the Gulf oil disaster, are you willing to bet your life, that this one time out of many, the government and the media are deciding to tell the truth? I'm not willing to risk my life on that. I'm not willing to risk my wife's life on that. You know, this government cannot be trusted.
Yeah, it's getting even more difficult to find just good images of the jet stream. I can still find them, but you have to really dig. You know, it's you might see a picture, but anything as far as any kind of detail and projections and everything, it even seems like that stuff's starting to get hidden on the web as well. I mean,
Japan is shutting down all the blogs over on their side of the Pacific. They're trying to control all the information, and all they do is they, you know, something bad happens and they wait 2 weeks until they can't deny it anymore, and then they admit it. And it's almost kind of funny reading these stories, because they'll all start out, oh, everything is really 90% in really good shape, and then you get further on down, and then they throw in the zinger. Oh, by the way, yeah, those spent fuel rods in reactor 4, they are in fact undergoing uncontrolled fission. But it's not a problem. Trust us.
You're
it's not a problem.
Thank
all right, we got to take a break.
Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
America, welcome back to the show here, and continuing along the earlier discussion about how the schools do not really educate our children anymore. They indoctrinate and they force propaganda and whatever the current agendas are onto people. And I'm getting this little piece of nonsense just arrived. Apparently in Seattle, Washington, our former home, the school district has declared that the phrase Easter egg cannot be used because any mention of Easter offends a certain religious group that shall remain nameless. And so now, for those teachers who wish to give these little oblong-shaped collections of candy to their children, the correct approved term is spring sphere. So we're having a spring sphere hunt now. As a nation, I think collectively, we have gone completely insane. Spring spheres. I'm not even religious, and I'm going to call them Easter eggs. Gosh darn it. Alrighty, let's see. Getting back to the phone lines, we have Bill in Austin. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sorry. you guys are talking.
I got this from you. This is all your fault. I got this.
Absolutely. You know, you're talking about power plants, and I hope I didn't bring this up before on your show, but when you consider the cost of decommissioning, the cost to clean it up and tear it down, that totally removes any profit there might have been from the job.
Oh, no, but they stick to people with that one. You know, that's why it's profitable for the power company. They'll make all the money for the electricity, and then when it comes time for the cleanup, oh no, that gets dumped on the people with taxes and lower property values and all the rest of that stuff.
Here in Austin, I don't know how many people know it, but there's a place called J.J. Pickle, I think it's J.J. Pickle Research, and it's connected with the University of Florida. They have a nuclear reactor there. And I work just a few blocks from there, and I brought in my Geiger counter, and you can get a definite higher reading in this area than you do other parts of Austin. And
yeah.
Inexpensive Geiger counters, I'm not sure how high they spiked, but a company called Electronic Gold Mine has several kits and assembled units ranging from $140 to $200. They have a digital one, which is one of the ones I bought that works fairly well. Most of the other ones just give you the click. They have a little speaker,
yeah,
which is how they work. And if you time the clicks per minute, that's how most of the meters read, is in clicks
per minute.
Yeah.
Wow, well, this looks like a fun little website. I mean, I love electronics and building board level stuff.
Well, I've been buying stuff from them, unfortunately, for over 40 years.
Oh, I used to have a place like this when I lived in West Covina. There was a place called Element Electronics, which was like this, where you could go in and just buy discrete parts and make stuff yourself. And, you know, Radio Shack used to be like that back when I was in high school and college. These days, Radio Shack is totally consumer level. I think they keep like a couple of bags of diodes on a rack in the back just to sort of pretend that they're still, for the dedicated hobbyists. But for the most part, no, they don't. I'm going to save this place. Thank you very much for putting me onto that. I may give them a link, to their Geiger counter pages, later on, but that looks like a fun sort of place.
Yeah, the one I purchased from them, was the digital unit, and it has two modes where it gives you counts per minute or total counts, and it'll count up into the millions.
Well, the unit I'm currently using for my daily reads here in Hawaii gives you counts per minutes, and then it gives you an average count over time, and I'll basically put that outside on the balcony rail in the morning and let it run for about 10-15 minutes to try and get a good average, because it does bounce around quite a bit.
And the last thing I have, which is kind of crazy, several years ago, I don't know why, they did a test in Austin where they said a truck hauling nuclear material crashed on the freeway, even though it hadn't happened, and they had people driving off the freeway when they heard that on the radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is one of those weird things. I mean, for years we have been propagandized about the threat of a dirty bomb where Osama bin Laden for a while, you know, comes into the United States, probably over the border from Mexico, carrying a briefcase full of HMX explosive that has been laced with cesium he's recovered from a discarded cancer treatment machine. And if he sets it off, it'll render an entire American city permanently uninhabitable. And they have been pounding that into us, you know, for year after year after year as part of this fear campaign in the war on terror. Now we have a real radiological disaster. Three reactors melted down, a fourth one with its fuel pool on fire, apparently in conducting fission. And we're being told it's no big deal. People understand the disconnect between those two positions. So the government and the media are either lying about the threat of a dirty bomb, or they're lying about the severity of Fukushima, or probably both, and I think both is probably the safe ground there. But you can't terrorize your people for year on end with the idea that a thimbleful of cesium mixed with some dynamite is going to destroy an American city, and then turn around and say, you know, a destroyed nuclear power plant, you know, is no big deal. You can't do that and get away with it. People are not going to buy that. They're not going to believe it.
Well, all I can say is keep up the good work.
I'll do my best. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we are going to go to Steve in Ontario. Steve, welcome back to the show. I know you dropped before. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? Oh, he dropped again. Well, shame on him. All right. We'll go to Ruth in Chicago. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? They don't like me anymore. They all hate me. Is Clint still there?
I'm still here, Mike.
Oh, Clint, I love you. You get a Christmas card this year. All right, what's on your mind, Clint?
Well, first, I just want to say you can really tell who the brain, and then I got a couple points I want to bring up, a couple questions to ask. But there are people that I am around who, you know, they used to recite this, you know, piece of dynamite with a shoebox full of radioactive, you know, would destroy a city. And now we're just repeating what Ann Coulter says. And
radiation's good for you.
Right. That they could tell you the point average of every NBA player there is. So
it is amazing. Well, you know, people want to believe that they live in a government that's truthful and they can trust the media to tell them what they need to think. And because, it's a very scary world when you step off the map where the dragons are and you start looking around and you look back from a distance and see what your nation really looks like. Frankly, I think world travel is a really good thing. I think all kids at one point in their education ought to be spending several months in another country looking back at the United States from the foreign point of view. They would learn so much that they don't know about their own country and they cannot learn here inside the United States. I remember when I went the first time I went down to Australia many, many, many years ago, and I was sort of paid a left-handed compliment because the people I was hanging out with said that for an American, I was exceptionally well clued in with what was going on in international politics. And apparently they were just used to Americans coming down, you know, just spouting whatever CNN Domestic was saying and just completely oblivious to everything else, and they were somewhat surprised that I really had a good grasp on all the things that were going wrong in the United States of America. So, anyway.
Two questions. One of them, I was wondering, maybe you could put up a link, that the reactors that we should, what are they called, a thorium reactor?
Thorium reactors.
Thorium reactors.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you can give a little bit of a breakdown on, the economical feasibility and what makes them so much safer than what we're doing now. And then how can you detect radiation in food, your milk and whatnot?
Well, there's a couple of different ways to do that. First of all, with regard to your first question, and I got to be brief because we got more callers on the line I want to get to before the end of the show. The details of a thorium cycle reactor you can find online just by searching that term, thorium cycle reactor. And the idea is, starting with thorium, you go through this process of literally creating the fuel that the reactor needs as it proceeds along. And the waste products are much less dangerous. The possibility of runaway chain reaction is virtually non-existent, as is the possibility of a meltdown. And they do exist. They're already being built. But the reason the United States has stayed with fission reactors is the political tie-in with nuclear weapons development. And, of course, the existing nuclear power industry doesn't want to spend money on a new reactor design that underscores the fact that the current product they're selling really isn't very good at all or very safe at all. For that $14 trillion we spent to save the Wall Street executives from jail, we could have built 130 of these thorium cycle reactors for every major city in America. But I guess it was more important to pay for these $130,000 wristwatches and stuff than avoiding these problems. As far as detecting radiation in your food, the easy way is to have a very sensitive scintillometer that you take with you when you go to the markets. There are more sophisticated laboratory approaches that are beyond the scope of your home experimenter. But what we are finding is that more and more university and even high school physics departments that are also distrusting of the official story are starting to run tests in their local community. That's where we're getting the revelations here in Hawaii about the skyrocketing exposure to isotopes in our local milk products. Because private citizens who are in these university departments are running their own experiments because they don't trust what they're getting from the media, and neither should you. All right, we got to let you go here, and let's see. I think our next caller is Kelly in Ottawa. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how's it going?
Oh, it's going so far so good.
Yeah, I'm just calling about the article you have about the core flood button. I've been Googling around looking for other articles on it and, you know, trying to find more information on the John Doe 13, as it were.
Yeah.
it's amazing how certain criminals have the absolute right to anonymity in the courts. So what do you think the odds are that we'll actually find out who these people are before they're deported to their country or countries of origin?
Probably about the same as Fukushima healing itself magically overnight tonight.
I think you're right on that. That's all I had. Great show.
All right, well, thank you. Appreciate that. We're going to let you go and switch over to Roy in Michigan. Aloha, Roy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. You know, when you start sorting out all this stuff, it don't look good at all. It looks pretty much like destruction on its way, total destruction. And unfortunately, the people just continue to go along. It's the, and where it's mostly coming from is the religious. It's the religious Republicans and Democrats and Pentecostals and Buddhists and Baptists.
Oh, yeah, they're convinced that God will save them from whatever is going on here. Well, you know, in your universe, didn't God send that quake and tsunami to wreck that power station? Maybe your God hates you, and he's sending this radiation over the ocean to wipe you all out because he's decided maybe it's time to give the cockroaches a chance at being the top life form on planet Earth.
The only thing is that actually when you sort it out, even though the religious people think it is judgment of God, the fact of the matter is all this judgment looks like it's coming from Satan himself. Because we can trace
it's coming from accident, stupidity, and greed. I think we can trace all of these evils, wars, oil well explosions, reactor meltdowns. It all goes back to the money junkies putting dollar signs ahead of every other priority. It's a bad model to move civilization forward with, and it's time to let it go. We need to rethink priorities. We need to recognize that the money junkies are sick people. They are as sick as heroin junkies or cocaine junkies or meth junkies. They need to have an intervention for their own good. They need to be put in little homes until they can be cured of their money junkie behavior. Then they can be allowed back into society. And we need to reverse this trend toward centralization because the only people pushing for centralization are those money junkies. We need to just completely rethink where we want civilization to go. And if we don't do it, if we let the money junkies continue in power, things are just going to continue to get worse.
Ed, we have, like I say, the religious people that just continue to go along. It's like their eyes are so closed that they can't see anything.
Why they call it blind faith.
Apparently that's it, because there seems to be no limit to what they will go along with.
Well, you know, when you can get somebody to believe in absurdities, you can get them to commit atrocities. And that really is what it comes down to. Belief is the chain that holds free minds slaves. No chains of steel or iron ever bound a human being tighter than the chains made up of the beliefs with which we are indoctrinated as children. And our culture bribes little children to allow beliefs to control their behavior, rather than careful analysis, rationality, and logic. Believe in the fat elf in the North Pole and you get a bicycle. Believe in the fuzzy bunny and you will get spring spheres full of candy this year. Believe in the tooth fairy, you'll get money under your pillow. Just believe. Don't think, don't feel, don't analyze. Just believe. Believe in a benevolent government that is watching out for you. Believe in the invisible man in the clouds. He talks to nobody except the child molester at the front of the building with the funny-looking robes on. And people are, as they grow from childhood, their personalities grow around those core beliefs. They become that which is believed in. People walk around, they don't say, I support the Republican Party. They say, I am a Republican. I am a Christian. I am a Democrat. I am a Muslim. Their personal identity becomes absorbed in the object that is believed in. They lose their identity into that imposed belief system. And that is why it's so difficult to get rid of beliefs. It is literally surrendering part of who you think you are. And when you have that apotheosis, when you lose those beliefs, when you understand that there is really no God up there, that government is a bunch of self-serving oligarchical jerks, that are out for themselves, you literally go through an identity crisis because your personality was based on assumptions about these beliefs. And when you lose the beliefs, you have to rebuild your identity. And that's why it's so painful and difficult. It takes a tremendous act of will to put these beliefs down. You'll talk to most people who are religious, and they'll say, yeah, I understand that there are reasons to think that maybe this is all nonsense. But they cling to it because their identities are dependent on it. That's how the brainwashing actually works.
Well, the one thing that I don't agree with you, I do believe that there is a God, and I do believe that there is just some real simple basic things that people need to grasp a hold of, is that mm-hmm. we need to love one another. The people have become callous towards one another. Everybody is just trying to serve himself, and that's all.
Well, unfortunately, rudeness and greed have become the new forms of empowerment in our society, and we see that every day in the way people drive around us. And again, I'm in agreement with you that we're seeing this incredible callousness interpersonally, where you know people's self-esteem is now based on, you know, again, it's money junkie thinking coming down to the grassroots level. People's self-esteem is on having more than the guy next to them, even if it causes them harm. We got to let you go, Roy. Thank you very much for the phone call. We got a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. And you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job in one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about paradigm shifts. What should be obvious to everybody, both in the wake of the Gulf oil disaster, and we understand British Petroleum is back down there drilling again, and the Fukushima disaster, which is now our third major public nuclear disaster. There have been others. There have been other incidents that basically didn't make the media, the world's media attention, including the criticality accident at that fuel processing plant near Tokai that we mentioned earlier in the show, which was, up until Fukushima, Japan's worst nuclear accident. What we are seeing is the institutions of corporate leadership and government and media failing to learn from past mistakes, and certainly failing to recognize the severity of the crisis and adapt to the new reality. What we see them continuing to do is to simply do what they've always done, like they're on autopilot, like they don't really have a brain anymore. You know, oh, crisis, lie about it, trivialize it. You know, keep the focus on the war, keep the focus on the money. They're not understanding that the world is changing and evolving around them. And especially to see these lame stories being put out there about how, oh, Japan was giving Iran nuclear weapons materials, or Japan had a bomb factory, or Japan was doing all these bad things. And they don't understand that we, the people of planet Earth, have come to recognize the spin and propaganda for what it is. It's an attempt to protect General Electric's profitability. And the profitability of the nuclear power industry as a whole. They're not taking care of the people. The people are disposable. The people are expendable. They're not thinking about the next generation of seriously malformed babies yet to be born. Because that's somebody else's problem. I'll be retired by them. Somebody else will hold this elected office. I don't need to worry about that part. That's way beyond the end of my responsibility. I just have to protect, you know, the national currency and the economy and corporate interest and so forth. It's one of the downsides of having an elected government of such short duration. Nobody takes responsibility for the long term. Nobody's thinking or planning long term. Every one of our elected officials in Congress, they're not interested in solutions or plans that mature and produce a benefit past the end of their own term in office. They want something that looks good now, or they are just flat out not interested. And anything that they do now that might cause serious damage, economic or biological, 20 years down the road, they don't care. It's not going to be their problem to solve. Now, I'm not in favor of going back to monarchy, but I do want to point out that, you know, there was one advantage to a government run by a king. He was stuck with the job. And if he did it poorly, he would be killed for it, because that was really the only solution. Whether you're Charles I or Louis XVI or Mussolini or whatever. But we need more of a long view in our society, and we're not getting it. Not from our corporations and not from our media. The money junkies never see the world any further away than their next money fix. That has to change for the good of planet Earth. We'll be back tomorrow. Simulcast with Karen Testato and the National Strike Day. Until tomorrow, aloha, America.
Continues to